Yesterday I experienced something which was at first extremely shocking, maybe a wake-up call. I was sitting peacefully by the side of the sacred mountain Giriraj, and I was absorbing in the chanting. It went quite well, when all of a sudden I heard a terrible and frightening noise. It was a mixture of an attacking bull, the shrieking of a monkey, the dinosauria fighting with another dinosauria. It was just such a frightening, unidentifiable sound that I shocked. When I looked around from where this sound came, I saw a man with disheveled hair running towards me with a stick raised high as if he wanted to beat the hell out of me. That's how they say in America. I thought, this is the end of my Kartik Vrata. But the man just came only 50 centimeters next to me, and as I saw him from behind, I saw what was going on. He had attacked a herd of monkeys who had stealthily come towards me, looking at my red bag for my emergency ratio, you know, the type of food which I take when I go on outings. They wanted to steal the red bag where all the possessions of a monk would be, in my glasses, which I need, books, cartas, a few rupees. They would have taken everything. The sadhu had seen that and made this terrible and frightening noise, not for me, for the monkeys. I sat for a long time and thought about this experience. My mind had misidentified the situation and created fear where there was protection. We do this quite often, that we misidentify a situation. We need to look again. We need to take a distance and ask, is that really such a problem? And then we will see an entire different picture. Especially here in Vrindavan, we see that behind all everything which happens, there is the merciful hand of Krishna. This is what I learned yesterday while watching the monkey man, as I call him, or the monkey protecting man. I will not so easily forget this lesson on asking again or looking again.